From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Voters in Taiwan have elected the country's first female president. Taiwan's ruling Nationalist Party, KMT, has conceded defeat in a presidential election held Saturday. In a speech after the polls closed, Eric Chu apologized for failure and congratulated his opponent, Tsai Ing-wen, of the opposition Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP. Earlier Saturday, Tsai spoke about how she wants the world to view Taiwan. She said, "I believe it's time for us to unite. We need a consistent position, so showing clearly to the international community what the Taiwan people have a consensus on our national identity. It is only rational and reasonable that the national flag of the Republic of China represents our country's identity. It should not be repressed." Observers believe Tsai's pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party will test Taiwan's complicated ties with China. China has not offered much comment on the vote, but has said it will not work with any candidate who does not support the One China principle. It is less clear who will win Saturday's parliamentary election. Burkina Faso government officials say the siege of an upscale hotel in the capital by suspected Islamist militants is over, leaving at least 23 people from 18 countries dead. Authorities said Saturday 126 hostages were rescued in the security operation at the Splendid Hotel, and at least 30 of the rescued hostages were wounded. Officials say three jihadists were also killed in the operation at the Splendid Hotel. This is VOA News.